الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We are supposed to speak about our year. We'll see if we get to that. But another important thing that just came to my mind now, and which is necessary and inshallah beneficial for the students. If the students have noticed, perhaps Maulana Iqbal Magda, our Ustad in the HIFS class, senior Ustad, is sickly, also is ill, but always when he sees me at the back, he will make place and let me go in front. This is a thing of great adab. He is younger than me perhaps, but much more superior than me, but yet he does this. But this, that is the thing that we should learn from. But we see, our students see this happening around there, but nobody takes a lesson. That they should tell Maulana, you come and take my place. Right? Or any other Ustad also. If the Ustad doesn't, elderly person, senior person doesn't come forward, also we see Haji Saab always makes place and is on a chair. It's not easy, but then he still moves his chair to make place properly. And we are seeing this, but unfortunately we don't take the lessons. Our eyes are closed, our ears are deaf, we don't learn from this. And to learn adab is a very, very great thing. And to give place to an elderly person, a senior person, a ustad in front, to be in the front serve is virtuous. But to forego your chair, Ibn Abidin Shami in Fatawa Shamiya has written that this is matloob, this is necessary, this is of adab, that the younger people, the students at least, they should give place to the elders and let them come in front. So we should always take notice of this. And don't think that you'll lose your sawab. You'll get double sawab. You were in the front serf, you already got your sawab for the front serf that you were in. And you gave place to somebody else, this ikram you made. And this adab you showed, that is again as a separate sawab. So you'll get much more sawab than you staying in the front place. So let us learn this adab and ihtiram. Also this adab, ihtiram, not only yet, this was just a point, but we see many times students are talking wherever, in the corridors, wherever Ustad passes, they just carry on talking. Should show adab to the Ustad. At that time stop talking, stand one side, whichever form which is permissible in Sharia, show that adab to that Ustad, to any senior person, elderly person. So, and this adab must be outwardly also, which you show, and then it must be in the heart also. Not only an outward show, but this adab and ihtiram, respect, must be in the heart. And this also we should learn from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What respect they had for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what love they had, what respect they had. And the highlight of all that, if we want to learn a lesson, is on the occasion of Hudaybiyah. How the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what great khidmat they used to make, what great respect they showed. And also, so this inside adab in the heart is also very important. If we have that, we won't backbite about any ustad. Many students, unfortunately, there is a very common disease, terrible spiritual disease, which destroys good students, very intelligent students. And the more intelligent, they fall more into the trap of backbiting and speaking ill about the ustads, because they think they're too clever. They know more than the ustad also, so they start talking, gossiping, rumor mongering in the rooms, sitting with the students, and this destroys them. Where they could have reached high places. What is the ayat in 9th Supara? That he should have gone very high, but he was lowered and he didn't reach anywhere. Of this Bani Israel, that one. Anyway, that with adab and ihtiram, a person will reach very high. So maintain this adab and ihtiram in our rooms also, wherever we are. Very important. Then another very important thing is khidmat. What khidmat, adab, ihtiram, and then khidmat. Where a person reaches, I can even take qasam and say, what all our efforts of staying awake till late at night, etc., you will not reach there where you will reach with adab, ihtiram, and khidmat. Because on that murattab of that is du'as. One student just wrote to me today, not of our madrasa, of another madrasa, where they don't stay in the madrasa. So he went to the madrasa, he needed a kitab, and he found there was water leaking. So he covered all the kitabs, the carpets, the plastics, etc. with another student. When the principal, the ustad, came to know the amount of duas that he gave him. And it is with that duas that you will reach where you won't reach with your own effort. That duas will take you in a jiffy, in a split second, there where all your whole life's efforts won't take you. And that I myself had experienced. Allah has been very fortunate on me that he gave me the opportunity of khidmat of my elders and ustads, and at such points where they did not expect it. And Allah made me present there, and I just made that khidmat at that time, and the du'as that they gave me, and that is all what I'm living on till today, and inshallah till maut and akhirat also, the du'as will help me. So this is the du'as that you get from your ustads. Now, what all your effort, what all your intelligence, you can't, hard work, you can't reach there with that one dua that comes out from the heart of your ustads, of elderly people, even if it's not a pious person, a helpless person. A poor man comes to the masjid, he needs a chair. He's finding it difficult just to walk. Now to carry the chair is hard for him. And somebody just comes and takes the chair. The dua that naturally comes out from his heart will take you very, very far. And also, mashallah, we see some students have got quite a bit of adab, especially those students who come from India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, from Indonesia, Malaysia. But slowly we see, instead of the other students learning from them, they become like the other students. They also forget the adab. They must teach the other students. Other students must learn from them. They've got lot of adab. And especially Indonesian students, they make lot of khidmat of their asatizah. And this will take a person very, very far. So how much we can do as far as adab is concerned, as far as ihtiram, respect, as far as ikram, honoring them, and as far as adab is concerned, some of the students don't even make salam, just walk past the ustaz. Don't even worry of making salam or anything. And this adab, learn it from the malaika, which comes in the hadith, that for a student of deen, the malaika also spread the wings and stand still in respect of a student of deen. So for an alim of deen, how much mustn't we show respect? So therefore, always keep this in mind. There is a very important aspect, adab, and outward adab, and adab in the heart also. Ihtiram, ikram, honoring, and khidmat, these things will take you very, very far. And otherwise, you could be very clever students, very intelligent, very hard working, coming first every year. But if we lack, especially in adab, then it's going to be very dangerous for us. And also with regard to adab, a famous saying is, ba adab, ba naseeb. A person who has got adab, respect, he shares great from Allah Ta'ala. Be adab, be naseeb. A person who hasn't got adab, doesn't get any share from Allah Ta'ala. And Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say further, bad adab, bad naseeb. A person who goes negative, who is minus, his share will also be minus. To understand this, ba adab, ba naseeb, a person who got adab. So from 1 till 100, how much you got adab, so much your share will be. Be adab, be naseeb, and a person who's 0 will get 0. And bad adab, bad naseeb, a person who's minus, his share will be minus also. You'll go right down then. If you are a person who shows disrespect, one is you show respect, one is you show no respect, and one is you show disrespect. That is extremely dangerous. That you show disrespect, your attitude on your face in the ustad became angry, even if the ustad was in the wrong, he misunderstood. You gave the right answer, he didn't hear properly, and he shouted you, or he told you something, and you should pull up your face, or you have bad feelings in you. These things you should try and avoid. And these are things that students, they must make the islah on this. That is in front of the ustad. Then behind the back of the ustad, also be very careful. So always let us learn adab in all our matters, It will take us very far and make dua to Allah, He must save us, that we are devoid, we are void, we are zero in adab, or that we are minus in adab. This will destroy us completely. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَهُ